Energy!
I have energy, I just...
Podcast-tastic. This is episode 10. Sorry we don't have a video podcast out right now. We will in the future. We have some cool things planned, so stay tuned for that. I'm Matt, your host. I'm joined by Peter.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm also joined by Gene.
Me!
And via the internet, Will.
Hola.
I think this is about the most amount of people we've had here since episode 3 of the podcast.
Peter,
it doesn't matter.
I have someone I call Pete. I should be you and you should be me.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Do you guys just want to redo the intro now?
No.
We had an awesome musical part, even though it's not going to be in there.
That's true. But, yes. Wait, derailed right off the bat. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was saying this is the most amount of people we've had since episode 3 when we had 6 people on.
Well.
That was the Game Informer interview episode.
Oh, I was there.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't say much.
I was there too, in spirit.
That man, that interview was. It was fun, but if I could do it over again, I totally would. Because there was just. I guess that's all that twins are nervous because it's like first time interviewing and doing a live interview. And it was over the speakerphone of my cell phone.
Hard to hear.
Yeah, which is not the greatest quality speakerphone I've ever heard. So, when we get in office, we're definitely going to invest in a speakerphone. That'll be the first investment. After that, I guess, computer and media equipment.
Yeah.
Yes. Fish tanks?
More
like
toasters. Toasters. And then fish tanks.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're going with the ambiance. The toaster fish tank theme.
Yeah, his toaster underwater?
Toaster. That seems perfectly logical.
That, you know what? If we ever create a band, that's what we're going to name this.
Toaster Underwater. That'd be hilarious.
That sounds like a band name.
It does, actually.
It does.
Well, I mean, technically, we already created a band with that intro there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Anyway, how was everybody's Easter?
Not bad.
Awesome.
What ham was it?
My neighbor's dog got to sleep in my bed.
Salad.
Nice.
It was cute.
Got to sleep in your bed?
Yes.
What kind of dog was it?
It was like a spaniel. And she's like...
Cocker spaniel?
She got one of those tails. That's not really a tail.
Because so it like chopped
her,
it off.
Her butt is like, woo!
Yeah. My cousin has a spaniel too.
They're so cute.
I have a spaniel.
Yeah. You should bring it to school.
Yeah.
Gene, you definitely need to be on the video podcast. Because
they just took the full effect of her
visual. The wagon of this.
Are you sitting here drawing toast on her leg?
Yeah, I see Gene just going like all spazzy right now.
She's drawing a full mural of a piece of toast
on my leg.
Yeah.
Anyway, back onto the whole thing. We do have some announcements regarding our event coming up on May 5th, 2012.
You guys won't be doing it?
Shut up. The
Will like that one.
Will's like, finally an out!
No, I'm pretty psyched up for it now.
That's your last Peter. You're psyched because you're not doing it.
I'm actually psyched to watch the beginning of it.
But anyway, we do have some announcements for our event. Let's Play for Child's Play on May 5th, 2012. We are going to have all live auctions. We are actually not going to have silent auctions because people seem to be getting their stuff to us fairly quickly. So it looks like it's just going to be all live. So be sure to just tune in on the live stream to see what items we will have. We will have them posted on our website, sites.google.com/site/letsplayforchildsplay. We'll have a whole link there. You can take a look at the items and see what you want to bid and what time we'll be holding the live auction.
What kind of items do you have besides people?
Besides people?
Oh, that one message you sent on Facebook definitely mentions people.
That was one message. And I quickly corrected myself. actually talk about what we have on when we do the video podcast in the future.
Oh.
Because that way
show
we can,
it off?
Yeah, that way we can show it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, he's not doing people.
No,
did you say nude people?
Not nude people. Doing people. I mean, he might be doing nude people.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's, Peter, where are you going with...
What? She's the one who thought I said nude people. I said not people.
Peter, I'm going to put an explicit tag on here just for this conversation.
For nude? That's not a bad word.
But then she followed up with doing nude people.
That's not really a bad word.
Explicit tag. Because it's adult conversation.
It's
why don't you just beep it out?
You just made it explicit.
I didn't make it explicit.
Yeah,
you made
did.
It explicit.
You made it explicit. I thought he meant something about drawing new people. Of course I would think that because I'm the artist. But you were thinking baby time.
It's like the worst.
Baby time.
That's a segue for me, actually.
Baby time or nude people?
Baby time. I got a story on this.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently in Colombia, a 10-year-old gave birth recently.
Really?
What?
Wow, that's messed up.
It's funny because it says, I mean, I know what the article was suggesting, but it said they don't know how the girl got pregnant. Well, I think it's obvious how it got pregnant, but I guess what they're thinking is, like,
yeah, I was
going
to say that. I like how you referred to it as it.
But I guess they figure, because they say they're not supposed, the girls are not ready at that age to actually give birth, obviously. But there's what made me think. I was just thinking though. It said that she's one of the youngest to give birth, so I'm wondering if it's a record, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was like one of the youngest, not the youngest.
It's not a record.
Girls
are going through puberty a lot earlier than they used to be. So.
Yeah, because of like the hormones and stuff. That's
they were ingesting and such, and that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, and apparently it makes Gene angry.
It does.
Miss Jean Hulk out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it's all about. I mean, I've been injecting my sister's kid with steroids, like, once a year.
So they look so buff.
There's no real effects going on there. They're just crying all the time. I think they just need to man up.
So, yeah. So you give them steroids to help them man up.
Man up, woman.
Is that why your little cousin, or nephew, I guess, just like went on a roid rage the other day?
Yeah. Really? Picked up a fridge.
Picked up a fridge, threw it across the room.
I thought he was a chip when he was out in the streets.
That shit.
There was some woman he ripped her face off.
Oh, that conversation got dark.
You remember that story?
Yeah, I remember that story.
It was just a reference. References are dark. You got anything else for us, Will?
This is more relevant to our attempt. Yeah, so anyways, I was up late Saturday night, and so I only got about 5 hours of sleep.
Clearly
so
you were practicing.
A little... What?
Clearly you were practicing.
Well, unintentionally, but I was thinking about it. You know, I was I felt pretty good Sunday, but then all of a sudden around 10 o'clock, I just crashed hard, and that's when I started thinking, like, when it comes to the attempt, I mean, I'll have to figure out, you know... I'm hoping the adrenaline will kind of kick in, but, yeah, it kind of got me thinking more about the attempt and trying to stay up all day. Have you thought about that, Matt?
Yeah, but, it's just going to be that constant stream of coffee that's been going on.
I was going to say 5-hour energies.
No, I'm never drinking those things.
You can put 5-hour energy
don't
in your coffee.
Don't you crash after the 5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you
I
can.
Don't want to do that, man.
I was just joking. I mean, you can do something with your coffee.
Yeah,
Gene
coffee and just like
crack.
Constant interaction.
Wait, what about crack?
I said crash, not crack.
Oh, okay.
Instead of sugar, he's going to mix crack into his coffee.
When Matt cracks,
This is the miscommunication podcast right here. But speaking of coffee, I didn't realize how much I was actually been drinking over the past few weeks, trying to get all this work done for college. And it was a couple days ago. It was like 5 o'clock in the evening, or afternoon, whatever you want to say. I was about to like make myself a pot of coffee, and I was like, I should probably drink something else. I mean, I had coffee this morning, and then I had coffee later on that morning, and then later in the afternoon. And then I realized, all day, I hadn't drinking any other drink except for coffee.
Was it guppy whale or trout?
Trout.
Trout.
Were you a trout-flavored coffee?
No, it's a Futurama.
Okay.
Do you know what we're talking about, Will?
Kind of.
It probably amounted to a size of a whale, but it was just like, because I got the benchy stuff and like the tall stuff at to like the Java City and Starbucks and stuff like that, and I was like, after that, wow, maybe I have a problem right now. I stopped, and like I only had like a couple cups a day now.
What trout flavored coffee?
It tastes terrible.
That would taste terrible. I don't know what you'd be thinking. You're like from Harry Potter Land.
Harry Potter let the drink to my favorite coffee.
I mean, I've got booger tasting jelly beans.
That is true.
I made this coffee with, like, this raspberry and, like, this almonds and with some mocha. It was amazing.
When you stuck actual raspberries and almonds in with it? Or
no,
was
it, like
coffee?
It was like a syrup.
Okay.
That you can, like, stick in there. And it was...
Where'd you get the syrup
God, it was
from?
Delicious. The Java City. I was like, can you make it with this and this? I was like, I was trying to create something I remembered, but I got it wrong, and what I had was...
Happy accident?
Even better. It's amazing. I almost spit it out. It was so amazing.
You almost what?
Spit it out. It was so amazing.
What?
It was so unbelievable. Peter, you had to be there.
Okay.
You had to live in the moment. So, Gene, you did your job, unlike Peter here, and you're about
to... I did my job. I told you what I have to talk about. Ethics.
I have lots and lots of questions. Well, first, I have some news about my robot suit. Mm-hmm. It is still coming along. I have all the parts. I'm just taping it all so it has colors. And I recently bought some PS2 games for really cheap. I bought...
Gene.
Yes?
The microphone can't pick up when you're speaking behind the paper.
I think it can.
I don't think it can.
Okay. Well, I like hiding behind my paper. Okay.
Even though there's no camera on her.
Yeah.
Yes. Alright. So I bought some PS2 games.
Gene.
Sorry, that was just natural. And we'll see how those go. I bought the Star Trek ones because I was like, I like Star Trek. I might
Star
as well
Trek.
Buy these.
Hey, Star Trek PS2 games?
I know. They're probably crappy, but.
I thought it was Star Wars. Okay.
What else did you buy? Or was it just all Star Trek?
No. I bought. Jack and Dexter.
That is a good game.
Sly Cooper.
That's also a good game.
Star Wars Fighters.
Never heard of that.
Nope.
And Meet the Robinsons.
That's a Pixar game, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's probably like a licensed platforming game.
Yeah. But I really like the movie, so I was like, yay! My mind
What's
is
that
like,
movie even about? I just know it had T-Rex in it for some reason.
I know, he's got really short arms, and he's like, Master, I don't need the powers on everywhere.
That answered my question.
Alright, here are my questions.
Gene, I will hold your hands down.
Sorry, here are my questions.
This podcast is getting violent really quick.
It's not violent.
Threatening to hold people's arms.
I'll knee you in the face and you'll get this lovely imprint on it.
That's violent. Also,
threatening to hold people's arms down, is it violent?
No, because I'm not hitting her.
Oh, okay, here, we'll just hold the paper here. Okay? Okay. Alright. So I was looking at these trailers, and I was watching the IGN view reviews, and there's two Spider-Man games on the Wii that I was thinking about getting. One's called Shattered Dimensions and Web of Shadows.
Shattered Dimensions is supposed to be better.
You think so?
That's
yeah,
what I've heard.
I heard that too, actually.
Okay.
It's also more recent.
The
so it probably looks better.
This one?
Yeah, Shattered Dimensions.
Okay. They said, like, this one has, like, you can go about the city and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, then they said the fighting gets really over.
The other one, it's more like levels with different Spider-Man.
Different Spider-Man,
I guess, would be
Spider-Man.
The plural.
Okay. Well, thank you for your opinions.
Yes.
All right.
I would say Shattered Dimensions, but, I mean, it's up to you.
Okay. You said I should get Twilight Princess over Skyward Sword. It's your
yes,
opinion.
Yes, I would agree with that opinion. You know, Paxton knows my opinion on that. He knows that I would do that. Say that.
What's wrong with Skyward Sword?
Well, no, it's not there's nothing wrong with
Skyward
Sword.
Oh, that stupid water dragon. Oh, don't get me started on that.
Calm down.
Oh, why after I did all this crap for you, would you make me go gather music notes in a swimming pond?
Peter,
why?
You're clipping, man. All the people in your ears.
Yeah, well, they can just know it's my rage.
Okay, Peter, okay, for people who aren't listening, who don't know, Peter's usually a normally very chill person, but when he gets angry at something... He gets really angry at something.
That's one of those things.
So, I mean, Skyward Sword isn't bad. And if you could buy both, I would say buy both. Because they're both very good quality games in their own ways.
I'd say that too, but I would say Twilight Princess over Skyward Sword.
Right.
Okay.
Wait, so why would you say Twilight Princess over Skyward Sword?
I mean,
I
really
agree
depends,
with you.
It depends on the amount of room you have. And Twilight Princess is a little bit easier to pick up and play continuously than Skyward
Wait,
Sword.
So does Gene have a Wii?
Yeah.
I just got one.
I would even say you should get the GameCube version of Twilight Princess, but that's just me.
No, I disagree with that. I mean, the Wii version, there's nothing wrong with the Wii version of Twilight Princess.
doing a lot of waggling.
Yeah, but that's all Wii games.
Okay.
And then Skyward Sword's got some control issues every once in a while. You have to readjust that.
Yeah. Especially if you don't have the built-in Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're both very good games. And the music for Skyward Sword is very nice. I love the music for
Skyward
Sword.
The music is really good.
It's the first fully orchestrated soundtrack for any Legend of Zelda game.
Is it?
Yeah. Good. And, yeah, it went off really well.
That's very important for me.
They're both great games, but I would still say Twilight over Skyward.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. The villains are just much more menacing than Twilight Princess than they are in Skyward Sword.
Yeah, and the boss fights are... I mean, a lot of them are epic in Skyward Sword, but I feel like there's more epic ones in Twilight Princess.
I had more heart-pounding moments in Skyward Sword than I did Twilight Princess.
Which boss?
But I feel like the boss quality overall was better in Twilight Princess.
Yeah, there wasn't... Like, they repeat a lot in Skyward Sword, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you fight, like, Geirheim and that stupid Forsaken thing, like, three times.
Yeah. Oh, are they imprisoned?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, you fight the imprisoned three times. You fight.
I mean, they reuse that scorpion boss.
I mean, and the thing that Skyward Sword also had was like really good characterization in like both the main characters and the secondary characters, like the supporting cast too.
Yeah, it was decent. Twilight Princess wasn't as good as Skyward Sword.
No, it wasn't as good as Skyward Sword.
But it was
still
decent.
Yeah, no, I'd go with Twilight Princess before Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that help, Jean?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted to know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, let me go with my last question. I'm gonna skip that. Okay.
What question? Now I wanna know what it was.
No. Alright, I played Super Mario Galaxy with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two? Did I play two?
Two.
And would you say I should buy two before I buy one? Or like, which one's
better?
Oh,
they're
better?
Both good.
Yeah, they're both really good.
That's a tie in my opinion.
It's really tough. I mean, I'd almost want to say two.
I feel like two might flow a little better.
Two is also a little bit harder than one, too.
Yeah, but I feel like two flows a little bit better.
I'd agree with that.
Something about it.
But, I mean, yeah, they're both quality platforming games. There's plenty to do. If you want to go through a game, both of them are great. And then two's got that awesome throwback Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Which, I love that one to death.
That is a good one.
What's that?
Throwback Galaxy, it was the second painting in Mario 64, the Thwomp's Fortress.
Yeah.
They bring it back as a world in Mario Galaxy 2,
ooh,
which is really cool.
Yeah, it is really fun.
They also kind of like, don't they have like a big little world in there too?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah,
the
there's
map's
a lot.
Kind of a throwback to 3.
Yeah, it's
like
an overhead
works.
World hub.
Okay.
You kind of move your little starship
I guess
around.
It'd be 3 in world.
That's pretty cool.
So, I guess I go with 2. But if you're expecting to get all 120 and you want to get all 240, all 240, then
I haven't even done that.
You can get it faster in 2 or in 1 than you could 2.
Yeah, that boss rush mode with the comet in 2 where you just have one hit point and you have to go through all of the bosses.
That's not as bad as like
that other world I know you're going to talk about.
The Grand Champion Galaxy?
But that's still bad.
Yeah. I didn't have help with that one.
Can you use Yoshi in the first one?
No.
No. Yeah, that's the other thing.
That's the other bonus, though. Mario 2. Mario Galaxy 2, whatever it is.
I was so skeptical when I saw trailers of that one. Because I was thinking it was just going to be a rehash of the levels and they just added Yoshi in there.
Oh, no. That game was so good.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
skeptical.
That game was excellent. So, yeah, 2 over 1.
You should also get Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. That game was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Gene, you should just get all these games we're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a list.
Hey, I have a question.
What's up?
I saw where the new Wii, it's going to come out at possibly at a price of $300. Anyway,
I saw that today too.
What I was wondering was, is the current Wii games, like, backward compatible with the new Wii?
I think they're supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo's been okay about that with their recent generations. Because
it should
they
be. Like, PS3 and the PS3, PS2 was not like that, but it should be like that. It should have backward compatibility.
Yeah, I think it's going to have to. But I mean, they say you can use the same Wii controllers with the new Wii, so like the ones you got right now, so I would imagine it's backwards compatible for Wii games.
And some of the screenshots I've seen have shown the Wii games being played on the Wii U to demonstrate the backwards compatibility and the handheld controller.
Yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to be backwards compatible with GameCube games like the Wii is, though.
Yeah, it might not be.
Yeah.
That's tough. But so I know Sony, I heard the rumor for that one, it was the PS4, PS3 games won't be compatible with the PS4.
I heard that one too, which is
kind of
weird. When is the PS4 coming out?
I don't know.
That's just all rumors.
Probably a couple years.
Yeah, a few years maybe. Okay. It's really cool how long this generation has lasted though.
Yeah, it is really good.
I think the PS4 looks kind of, and that's what it's going to look like. It's going to look, I think it's going to be white, and it's kind of weird that it's kind of getting away from the black it's been, but I don't know if it was the Xbox or PS3 or if this was even real, but I saw a potential controller that actually has a screen on the controller, but
yeah,
I don't know if
that's the Wii U one.
Or not.
Yeah, that's the Wii U.
That's the Wii U.
Oh, is that the Wii U? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember. I wasn't even sure if that was right or not, but...
I heard the next Brawl game is still going to be on the Wii, though.
It's probably going to be on both, mate. I mean...
I haven't heard
Wii U for the next one.
Okay. Sony's supposed to be coming out with a game that's like Brawl, but using Sony characters for the PlayStation 3.
That'd be kind of cool.
I'm just waiting for the Uncharted Kart Racer.
The Uncharted Kart Racer?
Uncarted?
Uncarted? That'd be hilarious. I would play that.
That's a great name.
Uncarded.
Yeah. Sony, I mean, it's weird.
Gene does not approve that name.
It's weird so far we are into this generation and, like, how Sony's hardware and software is superior than the Nintendo's in this current generation. But it always seems like Sony is, like, pulling ideas from Nintendo and trying to implement it into their system. Like,
yeah.
With the Wii Motion, or with the Wii Motion, and then you saw the PlayStation Move.
Yeah.
And then, like,
that's because they wanted to appeal to the casual crowd like Nintendo did, which is why Nintendo's Wii sold butt tons of.
Yeah, so Sony wanted to take that. Like, they didn't take the Kinect route like Xbox did, but they took, like...
Xbox was trying to do the same thing, though. They just went with it.
Yeah, but
they went, like... They went the same direction, but they went farther.
Mm-hmm.
Into, like, a different... No.
I think they're still trying to be casual.
Yeah, they're still trying to be casual. But, like, the Move is two controllers.
Yeah,
really,
I agree. The Move is a copy of the Wii. Connects just a different motion control.
So which one has the better, actually, like, sensor of body movement?
I have no idea.
The Move, I heard, was pretty much
the
best.
I think
the
Move, yeah.
Okay.
Because Kinect, you have to have 20 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I never had a Kinect or a Move. Yeah. I just, none of the games out there for it appealed to me.
What are you talking about? Star Wars Kinect just came out, Peter.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get that so I can dance to Han Solo.
You can see I'm Han Solo.
Oh, that was so funny.
With the Death Star disco ball.
Oh, that was great.
It was funny, and then I was like, oh, they even made lyrics.
Yeah, they changed the lyrics.
I didn't even notice that at first.
Yeah, they changed the lyrics, which was hilarious.
Look, I'm going to be honest. If they actually sold a Death Star disco ball,
I would buy it.
I would have no quarrels about buying that.
And it actually exploded at the end?
No, I don't think so. It probably wouldn't work like it does in the game where it's exploding everyone's fine. So mirrors and crap going everywhere.
It's probably why they haven't sold one yet.
The voice, do you think it was Billy Dee who did Lando in that?
I have no idea.
It kind of sounded like it, but I don't know. I mean, that was kind of like secondhand listening. That was through the live stream that Game Informer did.
Yeah, I don't know.
It sounded like Billy Dee, and I hope it is. Because Billy Dee seems like the kind of person who would do that. Because he's
such a terrible guy.
He's very casual about his roles and stuff. Now we talking about be a Rancor and run around and just destroy cities.
That's probably the only really good part of that game is running around as a Rancor eating people.
You can do the Jedi thing where you're training, you just get hit by logs.
Get hit by logs.
There's a Jedi training sequence in Kinect Star Wars.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where the audience might not have.
Think about that.
We have an audience from
James. What do you have to describe everything for? Listen, people, just go look it up.
You go, well, I'll have it in the pile of links.
There you go.
Fine, we won't talk about it.
No, you already described it, and you gotta finish it now. You teased them, you can't.
Fine, I'm gonna describe it. You're like, you go onto Kashyyyk, and you're doing, like, this Jedi Padawan training or whatever like that, and you're going through this obstacle course, and it's just, like, these logs, like, the ones from, like, Return of the Jedi, those giant ones that are just crushing ATSTs, they're coming at you, and, you know, you're just getting hit, and like, yeah, and you get back up again, you're fine. I don't believe that for a sec. I mean, I know that it's Star Wars and it's the Force and there's technology and giant planets blowing up other planets, but getting hit by a log, that's where I draw the line.
Ouchie, mamas.
Maybe they force heal.
Holy.
Nice.
I want to know what Jean's other question was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
What is Jean doing?
She's asking another question.
My other question was, Should I get a GoPro camera or a flip camera?
Can't help you there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know, because I recently told people the GoPro, and you were like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I guess we should do some research.
I think we should flip a coin, and that will be the decision.
Don't. That's not a good
decision. Oh, there's a pun there.
I don't
there.
Trust that. This
what?
Flip a coin. What are you flip a flip?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Are you using it as a camera or as a video?
Video.
Okay, yeah, that'd be tough. So from what I've seen, like the GoPros and like the XLRs and stuff like that with the new video features, they have really good quality to them. And as long as you have like an HDMI connector cable to upload like HD videos, then it's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
But I don't know if the flips are actually HDMI compatible.
I know it's got good quality because I used it a little bit earlier this year, and I was like, oh, this is good. Like, it was much better than my own, like, my photo camera.
Yeah, I definitely used it last month when I did my shoot. Scramble Camera Eggs. Go check it out right now.
Eggs.
What are you going to be your next shoot?
I don't know. We're going to
build... Scrambled something else?
Scrambled something else. Nah, it's just, we're like, I'm swamped with the MFAT studying for that. It's just getting working.
MFAT? That's not important to life.
I believe it is. I think once that happens and once the event goes by, then I can start focusing on other projects while I'm working. And hopefully we can get something working there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to work, though. There's going to be a lot of travel going on.
I was definitely thinking that while y'all are playing videos, I should step into the shot and do the little arm thingy. You know, the sweatshirt.
That thing that messed us up during our other shoot.
We'll be like, I'm dying. And I'll be like, no, you're not. And I'll just... jump into the camera and be like,
"Wee!" You know the thing you could do as a kid when you like you tuck in your sleeve.
That's
like
really.
Yeah, I could do a demo. I could do a demo real quick. I take this sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. Like,
but it's really hard.
I know what you mean.
It's really
like,
hard
you have
in
a,
this sweatshirt.
Like, so you're this poking out.
Okay, a little t-shirt.
But
the sweatshirt.
So she did that during our shoot for The Making of Nothing, and that cost us like at least a half hour of production.
I also made like a 5-minute video.
You should have left that in there.
No, she was out. She was off camera.
I was off camera.
And we were recording, and we were in the middle of her lines. All of a sudden, she's just doing that.
And you
just
still
like,
left that in there.
She also threw Gina's socks at us.
Yeah.
But I was like, what are you doing? Good times.
Oh, crazy hijinks.
Okay, yeah, crazy hijinks indeed.
Hey, I have a question.
What's up?
Yeah.
Well, I just got an HDMI cord for my PS3 a couple weeks ago, which is really awesome anyway. But what I was going to say was, during the attempt, since we're using the, we're using the big,
screen.
What do you call it? The screen?
Auditorium.
Projector.
Do you think they'll be HDMI compatible or just the regular?
HDMI.
Yeah. Oh, they will be?
Yeah.
That'd be really awesome.
But your Wii's not HDMI.
So y'all are
but,
playing in that room, the big room?
Yeah.
Like, octagonal?
The entire auditorium.
How are y'all, like... Can't imagine sitting in those chairs and be very comfortable.
We're getting a couch.
Yeah.
Where are you gonna?
Are you really
couch?
Getting a couch from where?
We're gonna try to get one from Josh Blakely.
Where are you gonna put it?
In the front row.
Yeah, but do you understand? That's like really close.
That is really close. You'll be blind before
you'd be like,
from sleep.
Your neck would be like this.
That's the worst case scenario. And you'll also be on fire.
No, you'll just be blind before you're dead from sleep. I mean, maybe if you start an electrical fire because you're so sleepy, you trip over something and cause a spark to happen.
You should get someone
anything.
To build, like, a, darn it, a loft or something that works with the levels. And then you can build a couch on top of that.
That sounds like a costly construction project.
It's possibly dangerous.
It would be awesome, though.
It'd be awesome.
Like, dude,
possibly dangerous.
How is that couch there? And you'd be like, well, we have some spiffy people here.
40 hours in, he's lagged from sleep. Tumbles off the loft. I realize
he's
there.
Wow, I never noticed there was duct tape on that thing the entire time.
Yeah,
so
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm hoping to stave off the sleep, like, you know, I'm hoping the adrenaline will help, but I'm also hoping just having, like, the right kind of food will, and caffeine, of course, will help also.
I think so. I mean,
we talked about that, like, a month ago when you were out here in Culpeper, and we were talking about the food and stuff. I mean, like you said, we don't want, like, junk food and stuff, but if we have, like...
candy for a sugar high.
If we have, like, the right amount of food, the right diet should help, at least, you know, keep us going more.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna bring you food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
College food.
So junk food, then.
She's gonna bring you a ton of candy to give you a sugar high.
Oh, man. That reminds me of, like, 2 years ago when I was back at my other university, and I was studying for finals, and of course, it's like the last few days. So Dean Hall's like closing down because we're lazy as hell. And I'm sitting there stuck in the dorm. And all I have is like a box of donuts. And for 36 hours, that's all I had in the dorm were donuts and like water.
Sounds like a healthy diet.
Yes, it was.
Actually, you know what? That's probably not any worse than what D Hall, at least the D Hall along would have served. I remember finals week a couple years ago. And I swear, the food may as well have come out of the trash can. It was just that bad.
Oh, yeah.
They probably did. Let's not kid ourselves here.
They probably store these chicken nuggets, like, in a trash bag from months ago or something.
Well, see, now they just get them shipped in trash bags, too, though.
I can see that. We keep talking. I keep hoping that we're going to find some segue to something.
And I have a segue.
What's that?
I have a segue.
Is it about poop?
Shut up! Easter. We can talk about those burgers that are made out of, like, synthesized poop.
Apparently in England, really? During an Easter egg hunt, this little three-year-old boy was standing on a live grenade that he thought was a rock.
Oh!
Where did the live grenade come from?
I don't know.
Wait, where was this?
England.
Is he okay?
And then the Army Bomb Squad was rushed into the Easter egg hunt on Sunday in England. Yeah, apparently it was a World War II. I don't know how it was a live grenade from World War II era, still, like, live and out there, not blown up yet. But apparently this boy thought it was he was standing on it, thought it was a rock, and he's still alive to talk about. Well, he'll be alive to talk about it in the future, at least.
Huh. That was weird.
Yeah.
Good gracious.
Good thing I wasn't there. I'm going to kick that thing accidentally. Before I realized it was a grenade.
Boom.
And I just tend to kick rocks and just kick that thing, and that's the end of my foot.
That seems he's going to get killed one day.
Screamed and threw it away. And ran.
She would have screamed, pulled out the pin, and then threw it.
Oh my god! One, two,
three. Cooks it and then throws it.
Anyway, yeah, I was trying to find other segues. Gene talked about the Enterprise before, so I'm just going to go with that and say that's close enough.
Why? Because that one guy in the Enterprise has those glasses?
No, there was a story out there that talked about that Vegas almost had a life-sized Enterprise thing, building.
That would take off and go into space?
Amazing. No, it was just like a... I don't know what it was supposed to be. If it was supposed to be like a hotel or something like that. They never actually said. But I think the interior and the exterior are supposed to be modeled from the... Enterprise.
That's kind of so funny. Cool.
Like, that's the artist concept right up there that you're all seeing here.
That would be kind of cool.
They better do that.
One guy, no, this was back in the 1990s. One guy shot it down, one guy from Paramount, and that's why it doesn't exist now.
All the Trekkies would have gone there and conjugated.
The reasons he had made sense, because it's just like anything else. If it fails, it's just going to be like this rusted, half-finished piece of junk in the middle of, like, Las Vegas. It would just look really terrible.
Or really awesome.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I had a really bad thing. I don't know.
It would have been like one of like those tourist traps or something like that, where it's like...
Yeah, all the Trekkies would go there.
I
want to
see that picture.
You're seeing that picture, though.
Well, but I like these kinds of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, we're standing up next to the buildings.
It's supposed to be taller than the Eiffel Tower is lengthwise.
Good grief.
Nobody likes the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Like, it's to scale, that's apparently.
French. It's good point.
I remember, the Eiffel Tower is French. I was like thinking of the Enterprise builders. I was like,
yeah, the Enterprise is French too, Max.
I can see that. Was the original Enterprise French?
Probably not.
Like the ship,
No.
The regular ship.
Like the boat.
Yeah, the boat.
No, it was. Was
it English?
How
would
you even say Enterprise in French?
Enterprise. That's a pretty good one. I'm surprised.
The same way you say everything in French. Oh.
That's how you say Enterprise?
Yes.
You sound like America.
It does not matter. And that concludes our obligatory making fun of the French section of the podcast that we have every week.
I think we need to continue that one. All those French viewers, we're isolating.
We isolated Germany from the last podcast, so we're just going to work our way through the European Union and all that.
French.
Anybody want to say something about the British?
They're okay.
Well, that didn't really take off. So.
Hey, so one time I heard about this rugby player I guess, I don't know, England or whatever, I don't know, wherever they play rugby.
Australia?
He found
rugby
out.
Land?
Rugby land?
Rugby land!
Wait, what? Oh, right, yeah. In rugby land, this dude found out or realized that he had a tooth stuck in his head for like a month.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
How do you last that long without, like, noticing something's wrong?
I don't know.
Like, where was it stuck
Somebody
in his head?
Somebody close to the head could do wonders.
Like, where was it stuck in his head? Like, in his hair or something?
I don't know. I just heard about it. I guess it must have been covered up, or maybe there was more to the story that I'm forgetting. I heard it a while ago, but I just remember hearing about this, and I was like, yeah, that is a tough sport. Maybe I'll find it online real quick.
That's nuts. I can't imagine.
I just want to know what rugby band land looks like.
Well, I just sports fields everywhere.
Rugby fields?
Hospitals every 3 feet.
Hospitals every 3 feet.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, July 2007. Rugby player has tooth and forehead for 15 weeks. Opponent. Oh, and I guess he found out because he had eye problems or something.
And they realized there was a tooth there instead of an eye?
Yeah. Apparently, let's see.
Wait, where was it in his head? Was it in his head or, like, impaled into his head?
I think it's in his head.
It was in his head. He had the wound stitched up, but was wondering why he felt this lethargic. He felt lethargic, and he had an eye infection, had shooting pains in his head ever since. And they had an MRI. Never mind, but anyway, somehow they found the tooth and realized that's what the problem was.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, that's biopsych. That's your territory.
Well, was it in his brain?
Where in the head would make contact with, like, the brain?
I mean, was it, like, in his skull? Did it get past the skull, or was it in his brain? I mean, like, was it in his brain, or was it just, like, on top of the skull, or what was it?
It doesn't even say.
Where's the country?
I'll send you the link, though, on here, so you can look at it.
Yeah. But, what was the country?
Let's see. Don't know if it even says. I'm looking. I sent you the link. I don't know.
Why are you dancing?
We're just waiting.
Dancing. Gene and Paxton are currently dancing.
This is our way to wait.
Yeah, it doesn't say, honestly. But I'm going to find another link.
Yes, in my, like, 10
well,
by 10
I'm guessing, I'm guessing if not England, somewhere in that area, because it is an English rugby player. His name was Ben Sislowski, so I mean, it's probably like England or somewhere near there.
How did you figure Sislowski is going to be English?
Because I've heard his name Ben over there a lot, and Sislowski sounds English, right?
Do they name people Ben after Big Ben?
That must
be
it.
Wait.
Peter solved that mystery.
The team is called Wynnum, so I'll look up where their team is located out of.
Alright, while you're doing that, I'm going to move on to the next subject to talk about.
I don't like this.
Have you ever heard, like, you've all seen Minority Report, right?
I think it was Australia.
Australia? So,
yeah.
Rugby land.
Yeah, rugby land.
Yeah.
The most dangerous creatures.
Yeah, spiders the size of your hand.
Mm-hmm. Or face.
Anyway, so you've all seen, like, Minority Report, right?
Nope.
Yep.
You've never seen a Minority Report,
nope.
Peter?
I don't watch a lot of movies.
Well, for those of you who have seen it, there's a scene where, like, who's the main character in that one?
Tom Cruise,
where he's walking by, like, where he walks into the mall, and, like, the advertisement, like, recognizes him through, like, microchip or something like that, and they're like, hey, welcome, I can't remember his name, like, welcome
to
the mall, can you use one of these? Well, apparently, some business just came out with a microchip that does exactly that. The title is New Microchip Knows Just Where You Are, Indoors and Out. Chip achieves unprecedented accuracy by processing information from many different sensors. And it's basically going to say, or it's basically just collecting your data, where you've gone, where you've been.
That's creepy.
Where you browse on the internet.
That's creepy.
And, you know, they're going to, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it seems like the only way to do that is to, you know, have them on, like, billboards. Like, hey, welcome, Peter. You could hear some
cookies.
Psychology stuff.
Cookies. Psychology cookies.
Abacus, right?
Abacus? That's math. Come on.
Yeah, no.
I feel like they want to, like study people and maybe get, like, that correct census report. You know, like, no one actually really does the census anymore.
So, we're all just going to get microchips in our hands?
It's like Futurama with the career chips.
I think
chips.
That's their plan. I don't want it. I'll be like, I'll do the stupid census mail, but don't put that microchip in my body.
No, they can't. testing a vaccine in my body.
That'll be a first song for underwater toaster.
Kids stick a microchip in my body. Underwater toaster, first song. You heard it right here.
Speaking of spying on people.
Yay.
I read this. This is one of those no, I don't want this to happen. But
well, it's a conspiracy theory passion.
But so there's this thing in Utah where it's like they're building like this center where they're gonna collect all user information in the United States, where you know what websites you've been to, password information, text, calls, all this stuff is gonna be recorded in this giant data network in Utah. It's everything basically.
For the Mormons?
Yeah, for the Mormons.
Mormons in Utah?
Say you make a call to me, the 5 second calls that we have. Hey, you wanna go to the most? Bye. Yep, bye. I pride myself in how short those calls are.
You wanna hang out? Yeah.
It was 3 seconds, alright. But calls they'll be recorded and collected into this whole place. That has it's supposed to have exabytes of data.
What's an exabyte?
Exabyte,
bajillions.
It's I think it's 100 terabytes.
What's 100 exabytes?
Yottabyte.
Really?
Yeah.
What's 100 yottabytes?
That's the highest thing we got.
Clearly, we're not working hard enough.
No, I mean, somebody actually already said, the entirety of human knowledge up to 2003 is about, 5-something exabytes. So I think we're solid.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So the Mormons really are working this thing?
No, it's the government.
Then why are they talking about the Apostolic United Brethren?
Yeah.
It's a article intro.
Oh.
Look, they colonized this place. And now look who's colonizing it. Government agents.
That are Mormons.
Yeah, and they're we're just like you. And then the next statement was, we can't talk about anything we're doing.
Huh. So they actually did this yet?
They're building it right now.
Huh.
But it's the most sophisticated network ever, basically. It can spy on us. It can spy on other countries.
Hmm.
Better than we can now. It's supposed to be able to, decrypt anything, I guess. There's just enough data working for them. It's just really creepy.
That is kind of creepy.
Here you go. It says, it should be running in September 2013.
That means they might have this podcast, right?
Yeah, they'll have all
the
podcasts.
They'll know you're on to them, Paxton. They're coming.
They'll also know the Fear Bears.
Fear Bears. They will know the Fear Bears.
But that just creeps me out. That is a movie thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. It's they're taking movie ideas and making them real.
Yeah, why not? They ran out of their own ideas longer.
And now we have stuff like the Three Stooges movie.
Oh, gosh. Why are they making that? Who is that for?
I don't know.
Oh, and also, all the stuff in 3D now, Titanic.
Oh, yeah, 3D Titanic, also
I
stupid.
Had no idea that came out.
You had no idea?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, it came out this weekend, an American reunion or whatever beat it. So.
Yeah, American reunion beat it.
But Hunger Games is still on top.
I like the link I said.
Heard that on the draft.
Oh, yeah. Titanic Super 3D?
Yeah. Super 3D. That was really
cool. It had stormtroopers.
Did it really?
Yes.
And
awesome.
Explosions.
It was great.
Giant octopus.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch that.
it's like a giant squid attacking the Titanic.
Sounds exciting.
I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
So nobody's going to go see the Three Stooges, huh?
Nah. I still want to see the Hunger Games. I've been wanting to see that.
That was a good movie.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's all Christian because you read the books.
All right, quick review, Peter. How'd it go?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Apparently, it went pretty close to the books, but something changed. I'd give it an A.
You give it an A?
Not an A+, but an A.
Well,
no, never mind. A B plus because the shaky cam a lot, which is
annoying. Oh, I hate the shaky cam.
I don't like that one.
I thought that was going out of style.
Yeah, I don't know. There's points where they don't really need it. It's just why are you doing that?
I mean, shaky cam should be for amateur filmmakers.
It's also kind of bloody, but I guess when it's a movie about 20 teenagers killing each other in an arena for amusement, it's going to be kind of bloody.
But isn't
someone was telling me it should be rated R because of that.
Well, see, I think why it's not rated R is because they don't actually show them getting killed. You see what's happening. A person will swing the axe down, and then, you'll see to the side, and blood will spray.
Okay.
or like trip out or something, but they don't actually show the accident of the person.
Okay, that's like Jurassic Park then.
Yeah. Was that rated R?
No, it was PG-13, but there was like a lot of blood offhand.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
Okay, I mean, I can see that. So
it was pretty good. I'd say go see it if you want. Yeah. Looking for a movie to see. It's got to be better than Titanic 3D and American Reunion or whatever else.
I did hear that Titanic 3D was pretty good, but I don't know.
Yeah, I heard good things about Titanic 3D. I heard
now
3D
you can see the ship in 3D. Spoiler, it sinks.
It sinks. That's terrible. You heartless jerk.
Well,
it's like ruining the plot of a movie that came out like 10 years ago or whatever it was.
Spoiler
alert. With the Titanic 3D, when they show the inside of the ship and everything crashing, you can just imagine all that stuff flying out at you now.
Oh, God. Is that a steamy, was it love scene in the car 3D now, too?
The hand comes at you.
Yeah, the hand comes at you and hits the window.
They also bring condoms to the theater now.
I think that movie could have gone better without the love story. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, you know Hollywood, they gotta add their steamy scenes to it.
I don't know. I would have loved to focus more on the Captain's hubris.
Captain's hubris? I would have loved to focus more on how the band plays while the ship's going down. That was clearly the best part of the movie.
They should have just followed that band. The entire
It should have been about the band.
Maybe we can do
like the happy steerage guys, you know? They're like, yeah, party.
There's Gene's impression of him. It's pretty accurate. I give it about an A plus.
Yes.
Did you guys ever see that like fake trailer they had for Titanic 2, the sequel?
Titanic 2? I think I saw that.
Where Leonardo DiCaprio comes up in a block of ice or something?
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Are you sure that wasn't a family guy thing?
No. It was definitely like a regular thing. I mean, family guy might have taken it. Allegedly. But that was always it. People always said there was a thing going around where Inception was the sequel to Titanic.
What?
Because the beginning of Inception was Leonardo DiCaprio washing up on the beach.
That's because, I mean, they explained that in the movie, though. He's washing up on the beach in some, like, mind-level thing.
Good explanation, Peter.
Yeah, I gotta watch the movie. It's confusing. It was an okay movie.
I liked it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'd give it about a B.
You give it a B. Yeah. So Hunger Games does better than Inception.
Yeah. There wasn't enough, I don't know, that movie just didn't really do anything.
Too much talking, not enough team killing.
Well, it's like one of those things where I'm not going to say because I'll spoil it, so. Mm.
Any other good movie recommendations, Peter?
All the Futurama movies. Those are hilarious.
Those are always good, but like recent ones.
I just watched Another Earth.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
It's pretty recent.
I got the keychain now. I found that.
Back to the Future keychain or Another Earth? What's Another Earth?
It was made in, 2011. I can't remember if it came out on theaters in September of 11 or if it came out on, video, but, it's science fiction, but it's more based on, like the question of what would you do if you came face to face with yourself? What would you what questions?
Clearly,
would you
have a battle of death, so I could prove I was the better one.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was pretty good. It was independent film that had really cool angles kind of happening. I don't know, it was different. I like that.
Sounds like that other movie, Tree of Life. I heard that's supposed to be
sounds hippie,
incredibly weird.
Sounds like a hippie.
Did you see that Muppets show pitch? That I linked on paper.
No.
Oh, that's great.
Muppets.
Was it the actual pitch?
Yeah, it was the pitch that they used for the Muppets. And Jim Henson had like one of the Muppets newscasters or something like that talking about why they should buy the show.
That's funny.
And it's like, look at all these audiences. And he goes, there's like, our dirty, cynical hippies can love our dirty, cynical Muppets.
That's pretty funny.
And he's like, in other words, like, we're going to be big, but then we're going to be really hard to work with, but you're not going to care because we're going to make a lot of money. And it was still legitimately pretty funny, so we'll put that up at the pile links too. Let's see. Anybody play anything good this week since we were off for over a week?
Games?
Ooh, I played card games.
I played Xenoblade Chronicles.
Like,
that game's sweet.
Games. Board games.
Board games?
Mm-hmm.
I played Xenoblade Chronicles. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty sweet game. Pinball FX too. That was pretty fun.
I heard good things about both of those games.
Yeah, they're both really good. I would recommend checking them out.
Hey, Xenoblade's for the Wii.
Yeah.
Xenoblade.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's
sword
cool.
fighting.
No, it's like an RPG. Final Fantasy.
It's an action
RPG. It's kind of like Final Fantasy 12.
Never, like, I looked at Final Fantasy games, but it doesn't look like I could get into them.
Yeah,
like,
me
they look really cool, and I like the story of them, but the gameplay never seemed to look
good.
I have Kingdom Hearts, though. I don't know if that counts.
I mean, if you play that, then... I mean, I don't know how big of a leap that is.
No. I mean, it's not...
It's
the
not...
The same battle system,
no,
but
it's... I mean,
they use a lot
around
of the same
you're
stuff.
Hitting people.
Huh?
You're moving around and hitting people.
Okay. Alright, well,
we'll see. Yeah, Xenoblade Chronicles, I think it's kind of like that, actually. Pinball FX is fun, too.
Yeah, but that's for Xbox, right?
Yeah. I mean, clearly you guys just get Xboxes.
I'm not going to buy an Xbox.
Oh, Mass Effect 3 is another great game. That was a couple weeks
ago. Are you going to get the new ending, Peter? When that comes out?
I don't know.
I think it's pretty good. I'll see.
Maybe it's free. Just see what it's all about.
I heard somebody describe the ending cutscenes, and I don't get why there's so much fervor about it.
No.
But I can understand why people are kind of disappointed
I think,
about it.
The only thing I would want out of it would just be like more of a like explanation, like just to like flesh out what was going on there.
Yeah, well, because it's like one ending, something happens, and then the relays blow up. But then the other ending, something happens, and then the relays blow up.
The only thing I would want would be just make more explanation. I don't want to change. I just want a little bit more explanation as to what happened.
I think a lot of people want that.
That's the only thing I would care about. I mean, I don't need it. But
they're thinking this new ending is going to be like an epilogue kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Oh, Matt.
What's up?
I'll have to get going soon for work.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right then. Yeah, we'll go ahead and end it here. We're getting close to an hour.
Actually, yeah, we're over an hour anyway.
Not quite yet.
Oh, really?
Well, we're just making a bunch of random noises until it's an hour.
Well, Audacity's at 56 minutes. It's just that you've been on the phone with us longer.
Okay, you're right. We can keep going for a few more minutes.
I don't think we have anything left.
You didn't ever talk about your AR glasses.
Oh, yeah, the Google augmented reality glasses? That's gonna kill some people.
They're gonna take pictures of stuff in front of their faces and, like, walk into people in cars.
Augmented reality glasses. They're like your glasses, except they got a little computer in them, and notifications pop up every once in a while.
Yeah, it's like if your phone was right in front of your eye or whatever, so you can, like, in the video, there's a video, Paxton probably linked it, you can, like, look up at the sky, and it'll, like, tell you what the weather is, and then, like, it'll be, like, call, I'm coming from Bill, and it'll be, like, answer call, or you can, like, be looking at something and be, like, take picture, send picture to so-and-so, and it'll, like, take a picture and send it, and, like, you'll, like, look at, like, advertisements, I think, is one of the things,
like,
and, like, stuff will pop up, and...
It's like Wall-E and all the fat people with the chairs, and they have the stuff that pops up in front of their faces.
Kind of, except it's, like...
But it's
on... You know that guy in Star Trek?
Data? No.
No, LaForge?
Yeah, LaForge.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah,
I
saw the picture, but, like,
yeah.
It kind of does the same screen stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's not like a... It's like you got a screen from your eyes, or, like Garrison Aspect, it's kind of, you know what I'm talking about, Paxton?
Yeah.
He has it in front of his face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stuck in the...
Like how he has that, like, thing in front of that one eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
I'm just going with Futurama again, with the iPhone.
Yeah, the iPhone, so they actually stick it in your eye.
Yeah, like, in your eye.
Ow.
Why is it called the iPhone?
But yeah, people are going to be walking out. People are going to be walking out of the street, and there's not going to be, like, a car alarm app.
Yeah, they're going to be paying attention to whatever. It's like, they'll be, like, texting somebody through their freaking glass phone thing, and... Walking in front of a car and getting hit.
Yep.
And then they'll try to sue the people.
You make Google who is making the phone? Or the glasses? Yep. Or they'll be walking along and running into stuff or other people or construction sites.
I can understand the idea behind it. I mean, it's one of those things that sounds cool in science fiction, but doesn't really apply.
Flying
cars or something like that.
Yeah. People right now get distracted by looking at their smartphones and texting while they're walking. So what's going to happen when it's right in front of your face and it's free?
Yeah. Man, that reminds me of when I almost got hit by that car a few weeks ago.
Oh, that was
I wasn't even texting or anything like that. I was fully paying attention. I just totally forgot that the road went two ways. And that car forgot to look at, apparently, up at a pedestrian right in front of him.
Yeah, I guarantee you, as soon as those glasses come out, or if they come out, soon, like within the first week, they're going to have somebody dying because of them or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, maybe not even, like, the first week, but, like, people, they'll probably be smart about it for a while, and then they'll start to forget, and that's when you'll get all those major deaths. I don't know, it could happen either way.
Yeah.
I mean, the point is, I think we all reached the same conclusion, Somebody's gonna walk out in the traffic with these things.
And get killed.
Yeah.
Especially in like New York or something. Oh.
Someone could just walk in front of him with a gun and get shot.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, you're getting shot. Do you want to send this to Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick, put this on my status right now. Boom.
Put it up on Twitter. OMG, getting shot.
OMG, getting shot.
LOL.
LOL.
LOL, this hurts. LOL, this hurts.
Ow.
G2G, dying.
G2G.
Gotta go. Talk to you later. In hell. Okay, let's end this thing.
Yep, let's end this thing. We almost an hour.
I think,
we're at 59:45.
I think you should send it off with a musical send-off, Paxton.
Alright. Go ahead, Peter.
We're
no, sorry, you sing it.
Soon, right? Wait.
An
oh!
hour! Yay!
Oh! Some candy for everyone.
Another hour-long podcast here at Podcastastic Podcast. But I guarantee after the cuts I'm making, it's going to be more like...
2 hours.
40 minutes. How can I cut things to make it longer?
You slow it.
Yeah, you would slow it down in some ways. Maybe added some comical sounds.
Yeah.
Music.
So I just have like a regular version and then a stoner version?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And here we are. Stone.
The Stone-tastic Podtastic Podcast.
Wow, that's pretty much how they would say it, too.
Exactly. There you go. There's your stoner version.
Stone-tastic Podcastic Cactus.
Exactly.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Alright, everyone, we will see you next week with episode 11. Let's
see.
Later.
Yeah. That's-
Just pretend the music's going off for some reason. Drum solo.